Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerome Walden. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rudy Pemberton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Garciaparra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Hammonds moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordero takes first base on ball four. Naehring moves to second. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Naehring moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman takes first base on ball four. Pemberton moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Hazelman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Anderson out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. He fires to first and has Garcia Parra trapped. There's the throw to Bordick, who tags Garcia Parra for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Vaughn moves to second. Tim Naehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Naehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Naehring takes first base on ball four. Vaughn moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn juggles the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Ripken moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to third. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mack. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Surhoff goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Walton moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Walton scores. Hoyles moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Anderson. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mac. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Hoyles scores. Anderson scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pemberton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pemberton for the out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hazelman takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. He fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hammond now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hammonds moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hammonds moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 0-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stanley is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mac. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken is walked intentionally. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pemberton. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Palmeiro scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a line drive towards short. Garcia Parra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a pop-up towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordero is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pemberton is 0-2 in the game. Pemberton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hazelman is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hazelman takes first base on ball 4. Pemberton moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mack is 0-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pemberton scores. Hazelman moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Terry Matthews now pitching. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garcia Parra is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into center field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Butch Henry now pitching. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a fly ball to center field. Mack throws towards first. Vaughn fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vaughn. Walton scores. Hoyles moves to second. It's 9-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoyles moves to third. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Palmeiro is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Pemberton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Pemberton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hammonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia now playing right field. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pemberton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pemberton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hazelman is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks, Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Pemberton moves to second. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Incaviglia strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to second. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Roberto Alomar. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Bordick moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Bordick scores. Anderson moves to third. Rabule moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Orioles. Ricky Trulisek now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards second. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Armando Benitez now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.